again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh, no. Oh, oh, oh.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A barge crashed into a bridge in Texas Wednesday morning. It happened after a tugboat pushing two barges lost control. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
They're advising that there's fuel oil leaking into the water.
From the air, the damage is clear. A barge that broke loose while being towed slammed into the bridge linking Pelican Island to Galveston, Texas around 10 this morning. The collision brought down a portion of elevated train tracks and left a trail of spilled oil in the water. The collision temporarily halted traffic on the only route off Pelican Island.
One person on the barge was thrown into the water but was quickly rescued. President Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to two campaign debates. The first one next month, hosted by CNN. CBS's Robert Costa explains why Trump campaign officials view the debates as a good idea.
They want to contrast with Trump's own activities on the legal front. He's confronting this criminal trial right now here in New York, and that's not exactly the picture they want to paint for the country about what a Trump presidency would mean. And so a debate gives him an opportunity to go not only attack President Biden's policies in his term in office, but to try to say that a Trump term would be more than chaos and legal challenges.
The Supreme Court has ruled Louisiana will hold this year's election using a House map that includes a second mostly black district. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson on what it means.
By and large, this is seen as a victory for the Democrats in this upcoming election because Louisiana now will have two districts that have a majority of black voters. But this has been a very controversial case going up to the Supreme Court, and I don't think that the court's order today is the end of the discussion.
The decision puts a lower court ruling on hold. The Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fica, is expected to survive an assassination attempt. He was shot multiple times after a political event Wednesday. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has more.
The shooter's motive is unclear. The Prime Minister has been a divisive figure in the Eastern European country of around 5.4 million people. The populist leader of a NATO ally whose pro-Russian, pro-Putin stance brought him to power for a third time. He has stood firm against sending more weapons to Ukraine.
A suspect is in custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin is meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on a two-day state visit to China. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, it has become more dependent on trading with China. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
President Biden will meet Thursday with the families of those involved in the historic Supreme Court case, Brown v. Board of Education.
The meeting marks the 70th anniversary of the landmark Supreme Court decision that declared separate but equal in education to be unconstitutional. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this is just one of several events the president will attend.
He will also highlight his vision for how we must continue to build on these freedoms.
On Friday, Biden will speak at the end NAACP meeting in Washington, D.C., and on Sunday, he will speak at the 140th commencement ceremonies at Morehouse College in Atlanta. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
A new museum in New York City has opened featuring the street artist Banksy. 160 curated recreations of his original works will be permanently displayed, the largest such exhibition in the world. Most of his original street works are removed. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. At the overnight, increasing clouds, and by sunrise, upper 40s, a light east wind. On Thursday, we'll have chances of showers and thunderstorms across the area. Southeast winds, partly sunny skies, and highs in the mid-60s. Showers continue into Thursday night. Right now, it's 51.
And Billy would take me walking out through the backyard. We go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Taking
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today's tip is about raising kids to be smart about money. First, start with showing more than telling. Invite your kid to sit in on your budgeting process or whatever you do when you go over your bills. Second, try to make money normal. You know, talk them through your household expenses, your financial goals, answer questions they have honestly. Now, you don't have to do this every single month, but including them 3 or 4 times a year can really help kids get that, you know, talking about money is normal, having a process about it is normal, and that budgeting is a great tool for managing money. And third, tell them about 1 or 2 of your own money mistakes and what you learned from it. You know, we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. And learning to get back on that money horse after you fall off, man, that's probably one of the best things we can help our kids learn. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Until next time, take good care.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Except this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Coming to an end, but darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rose.
you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN.
Down. Oh, but I know, girl,
there's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrows.
Can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win?
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
Can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
And how can you mend this broken man? How can a loser
my broken heart
and let
sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice.
Stop.